folk songs that made its way back to
99.9 WWCT. It's Roxy, and I am, you're never going to believe this, I'm hanging out with Hozier. I'm getting cozier with Hozier. That is the debate going on. How do you pronounce it? And it's Hozier, am I correct?
It is Hozier. Yeah, rhymes with cozier.
His first name's Andrew, which I think is a fantastic name, but his name is Hozier for all intensive purposes. And you're getting ready to play the Hangout.
Yeah.
So this climate's a little different here in the Gulf Coast than it is in County Wicklow, Ireland.
It is a little bit, yeah. A lot more heat in the sky. Kind of nice, heavy, humid heat. rarely found Wicklow, but it's great.
And a good Irishman, and Peoria, where we're located, is full, rich with Irish pride.
Right. Right,
so cool. And we might be related.
You never know.
We don't know.
Yeah. It's a small country. Yeah.
It is. We were shocked. It's smaller than our state, actually.
Yeah. Similar populations, but you can get in 3 hours. You can drive across Ireland nowadays. You know, 4 hours. You can drive across the island. Yeah.
But let's get down to business. Mm-hmm. The real meat of this is you have new music.
Yes. Yeah. New record.
Wasteland Baby.
Yeah.
And I am excited at the Almost Sweet Music.
Oh, cool.
I love that single.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah, that's a fun kind of nod to all songs that influenced me and all loads of jazz standards.
So, nice.
Yeah, it's fun to write that.
And Take Me to Church was such an amazing song. It got to your soul. And definitely, and then of course, Nina Cried Power really moved me. Mavis Staples, iconic.
She's the best, one of the best people I've ever been lucky enough to meet. You know, she turns 80 today.
Yeah. But
today is her 80th birthday.
Happy birthday, Mavis.
She's doing as many shows as I am. She is just killing it out there. You know, she is just doing amazing stuff.
I actually got to catch her. She played a Blues and Heritage Festival in Peoria.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe this grandma.
Yeah.
Walks out on stage, and in your song, oh man, you just let her.
Oh my goodness, that's all Mavis. She just, you know, she just tore it up, you know. And being in the studio, that was one of the best days of my life, easily. Getting to meet and chat with her and talk about the song and talk to her about kind of the legacy of some of the artists and stories about a lot of the artists that are referenced in there. And then just watching her just do her thing on the track was amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the human rights, I mean, I think that is that what you were going with the Nina Cried Power?
Yeah, it was definitely, I suppose, you know, it was kind of looking to, trying to write something that was hopeful. And where do you even begin to address things that make you feel less than hopeful? But looking to a legacy of artists like Mavis Staples, like Nina Simone, like Woody Guthrie or Pete Seeger, who wrote songs that spoke to our sense of hope and spoke to our sense of natural sense of justice for one another and what we want for each other and what society we hope to live in, and writing towards that unapologetically and putting that into song, and so that is a let's say Bob Dylan, you know, Patti Smith. Mm. That being a wonderful starting point, and just looking to that legacy and saying, look, this is that there's a well to be drawn from there. You know, there's something to be thankful for in that, and to take, that's leadership. You know, maybe Staples singing Long Walk to DC. That's leadership. You know, and that's something to be thankful for.
And humankind has had they've come a long way, but it seems recently, especially here in the States. I can't speak for Ireland. But we've definitely taken a couple steps backward, and I know with the recent Alabama abortion situation, if you will, that seems to have really struck a chord here at the festival.
Yeah.
And I know I read that you also have taken notice and are.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'll be donating to the Yellow Hammer Fund here, and ASN, the UK's. ASN, which is provides services for people who would have trouble moving. So Northern Ireland still has very, very restrictive laws with regards to women's bodily autonomy. The Republic of Ireland, where I'm from, just last year repealed a constitutional ban on abortion, which was constitutional. It was, and so that was in all cases. So that was all cases of fatal fetal abnormalities, so which would force a woman to take that pregnancy to term, knowing that the child would have would not survive, or in the case of course of rape, which so that was just repealed. So it's not. I mean, you can take hope in that these things. I know there's me again. Yeah. take hope in that. Like what I found was very, very hopeful is that there was, you know, this citizens' direct action, citizens organizing and exerting pressure was incredibly effective, and was effective before and will be effective again. I don't think the struggle ever ends. I think there's always going to be that, you know, that pushing for your values, you know.
Well, I personally, and I know a lot of people, our listeners and humankind, thank you for using your platform. You've been given a gift, and thank you for helping promote, you know, the welfare of humankind.
I don't know if I can take any credit there. I sing, I make noises for a living.
You make beautiful noises for a living.
Thank you very much.
And speaking of that, what are you listening to? And I'm sure the American blues, mm-hmm, and soul and in your work.
Yeah.
Is that something that obviously heavily influenced you?
Big time. I mean, my dad was a drummer, primarily in blues bands in Dublin, so in kind of Dublin's live blues scene. So his whole record collection, all the music that was playing in the house was just nothing but blues. So Muddy Waters and Johnny Hooker and Howlin' Wolf. So that was just the sounds that I was used to as being at home as a kid. Then discovering a kind of interest and a love for that as a teenager, discovering Stax Records, soul music, and Delta blues music really set my head on fire. And so that was how I started to teach myself how to play guitar. So it's always been, you know, that for me, that's and appreciating that is also just the roots of rock and roll and popular music, you know. But at the moment, I'm still deep in that love affair, you know. So I'm still listening to the Meters. I'm still like listening to Otis Redding every now and then. And like, you know, it's never really left me. You know, I'm still listening to soul music, and I suppose modern takes on that tradition, you know. But for the moment, still in love with it.
Well, I have one last question. You can get on with your fantastic day. You're so close to the Delta too.
Yeah,
which is pretty neat.
I know.
You're right near the birthplace of amazing American music, but someone else who I think has definitely roots in that is Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
And I found something fantastic. You cover "Say My Name."
Yeah, that was fun. That was a super fun cover. We had a Spotify session coming up, and they were looking for a cover. But we had just started rehearsing with this new group of musicians, the band who are with me now at the moment. And in rehearsals, we were just kind of jamming it. We were just throwing out lines of it, and it would be a type of song that would show up on the bus. A lot of nineties R&B would be played on the bus, and like, you know, '90s, early 2000s, just you know, the music of our youths, I suppose. And it's an amazing song. It's just an amazing track. So we were trying to do something that was kind of like a slow soul jam, you know, like a slow kind of the band, you know, kind of Leave On Naomi type.
Well, it's pretty fantastic. If our listeners haven't heard it, just get out there on YouTube, check it out, and thank you so much for bringing great music. We're happy to play Hozier.
Thank you.
Central Illinois.
Thank you so much.
Have an amazing set. I'll be out there screaming like a fangirl.
Thanks. I'll see you then.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Hozier, and this is Roxy with 99.9 WWCT.